Hanging Out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
And today we are hanging out with Unathi Nkaye. She is a radio broadcaster, a television broadcaster. She is an award-winning artist. She's been a household name for decades here in South Africa. In fact, over 22 years in the industry, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
702.
Thank you, my love. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's good to have you.
Thank 22 you for the
years. Congratulations.
Longer.
It's even longer?
Yeah. So I started in radio in 97 on campus, producing. And then I came to Johannesburg. 2001 was my television. So radio was 97.
Yeah.
Television was 2001 and music was 2003. So I celebrate 21 years of music this year, 23 years on television this year, and then 97 radio. I don't know how to do that kind of math.
Okay, listen, I didn't do well in math, ma'am, so don't look at me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about 27 years in radio. I'm like,
that's a lot. That's a huge milestone.
It's
congratulations.
It's a gift from God. Thank you, Clement. Thank you so much.
It is such a gift.
Thank you.
My goodness. So was radio always the first? I mean, it's interesting that you started with radio.
No,
television.
I studied television.
You studied television.
Yeah, so radio was never... All of this was never, so I was meant to, I was meant to play hockey for the rest of my life because I played hockey for South Africa.
Yeah.
So that was my dream.
Yeah.
That was my dream, to just continue playing hockey for South Africa. And then I injured my knees and I kind of had to find a new focus. And the year that I injured my knees, we were on our way to Australia for the World Championships.
Yeah.
So I was representing South Africa at the time. And then on my way, I injured my knees and I had to go into emergency.
How devastating was that for you?
It was terrifying.
Sure.
Because everything I identified myself as just was taken away from me in one snap of a knee.
Mm.
And then that was the death of my hockey dreams. And then I had to find a new focus, you know. And I got back to campus and humiliated, embarrassed. I don't know why. I mean, an injury is an injury, but I was just embarrassed that I was chosen to play for South Africa and I had to fly back and the team left me behind.
Oh, no.
So that was humiliating for me. I don't know why though, now that I say it. But I had to find a new focus. And I think because I'm driven, I love to succeed. And I just walked through our journal department the one day and they were showing this exchange program. And they were like, if you are a well-rounded student, apply. And I won a scholarship to go and study the rest of my degree in the Netherlands. And then obtained my honors, came back. It wasn't long, it was about 4 months. Came back, and then I was like, okay, I guess I've got to take this journalism thing seriously.
That's fascinating.
Literally. My major's television. So that's why I was like, it's weird that I started in radio.
Yeah. I know people who do television, music, and radio hate this question, but do you have a first love? Like, do you have one that you say, I mean, you can take everything else, but I have to do radio? Oh, I have to do music. What is it for you?
I think for me is I know that I'm born an orator. Mm. So I allow myself to be taken to the space that I need to be of use in, you know. Mm. So if it's now time to write my book, then I shift that way. If it's time to produce documentaries, I'm a producer as well. It's that way. So I love them all, you know, and they feel differently. They feel different. How I feel when I'm on stage singing with my band behind me and thousands of people in front of me giving me that energy and we're all singing the same songs and we're all on the same wavelength. Mm. That feels very different to this, which is very intimate, you know, because someone's hearing my voice and they're listening to my intonation and how I articulate myself and how I round my thoughts, which is very different to watching me on screen, because then there's the sight as well. So I love them all because they make me feel different every time I express myself and tell our beautiful African stories.
I've always found that you are so deep and thoughtful and philosophical.
Thank you.
Which I appreciate of people.
Thank you.
Because I'm a deep thinker myself.
You are.
So have you always been like that? Like, were you that kid that was like so thoughtful and thorough in their thoughts.
I think so. You know, I raised my mom, retired as a linguistics practitioner.
Oh, okay.
But she started as a domestic worker. So when you speak of human rights day, it's all these things that, you know, being raised by a mom who was once a domestic worker, then she was a clerk at a bank, and my dad, who literally studied clinical psychology at a time where black people weren't, and we moved to Namibia and we moved to the UK. So raised by a clinical psychologist and a linguistics practitioner, an English teacher my mom was as well, I've always been led by thinkers and feelers and compassionate people. So kids live what they learn, and they learn what they live. So
love that.
My parents, I think I give it to my parents. They're very thoughtful, considerate, understanding human beings.
Okay, so during our chats, we have to play some music as well.
Yeah.
And I always get into trouble
which on is
the
interesting
Hangout feature, because I want to talk to people more, because I love hearing people. But we need to play some music. Can I just say that I was surprised. Something in me, I thought you were like, Beyonce was one of your favorite artists.
I had a vision that you were going to say that. I knew
and
you were going to do that.
And I looked at the playlist. I was like, what is going on here?
I knew you were going to. I literally had a vision of this moment where you're
really?
Like, Unati, where is Beyonce?
Where's Beyonce?
I literally
especially
had a vision.
Because of the announcement she made. You know?
I knew you were going to say that. I literally had a vision last night. And St. Clement's going to ask me, why didn't I choose Beyonce?
Why?
I love Beyonce, and I think she is a wonderful mouthpiece for us and our generation.
Yeah.
But you wanted to get to know me, and this is the music I listen to every day.
But I saw Andrea Bocelli, I was like, my girl.
My favorite song in the world is by two blind men, who, that's the most beautiful creation I've ever heard. That's my favorite song in the world. I've seen him twice, Andrea Bocelli. He's phenomenal. I saw him.
I would love to.
He's phenomenal. Yeah. So my bucket list is to go and once a year he does a concert in his hometown in Italy. So that's my bucket list. It's in July, in his birthday, around the 27th of July. That's how much I love the guy. So the first time I watched him perform was at the Dome, 2010. There was an exclusive closing ceremony for the World Cup. And I got tickets there. And then he came back a couple of years later and he performed at Val d'Avis. So imagine, yes.
It was like Kirsten Bosch, but on steroids. Times 100.
Yes. And now his concert at home is Val d'Avis on steroids. So that's my bucket list. One day I'm going to
check that out. That's in July.
July. Every July he does one concert in his hometown for his home people.
Can you buy tickets for that? It's an invitation only.
No. You buy tickets. They're online and then all the local B&Bs are available to all us tourists.
Amazing.
And all of that. So Bocelli, I love. I love, I love, I love.
Oh, I mean, you know, we were saying, I was saying to Unati on air that when you're listening to Bocelli, you're like, sir, I don't hear what you're saying, but amen. Mm. And you said to me, amen and thank you.
Amen, thank you, and let's do it again.
Because what is that?
It's magic.
It's pure magic. Look, I've literally put on my notes here that I need to find out more about the birthday concert.
Yes.
Because I really want to see her live.
Please.
Do you see your favorite artists live? Is that what you enjoy? Because some people are like, when they love an artist so much, they are so scared of being disappointed that they just want to keep the albums and listen to the
Lauryn
music.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill traumatized me.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she was at the Dome.
What happened? Was she not prepared?
She was the usual. She was late. She was angry.
Yeah, I can't take.
She was shouting at her band on stage.
No.
And she used to be my favorite artist. And that day, I just lost all respect for her. The most disappointing concert I've seen. And she's my favorite artist.
Yeah.
So I just listened to Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I don't even watch her live performances like on socials because she hurt me.
You looked and sound hurt.
Yeah, she hurt me. but Beyonce, Beyonce.
You've seen Beyonce live?
I've seen her quite a few times. Yeah. I hosted her Gallagher estate show when she was here a while back. Torta is Xhosa. She's the sweetest, sweetest, sweetest. Torta and her dad is Xhosa. I saw her. I flew to the Netherlands to watch her alone because I was like, she's not coming to the continent. Okay, Beyonce, I'm coming to you.
To you, ma'am.
Left. I flew alone. All my friends were like, "Natty, you're crazy." I'm like, "I am." And you live once, and this is the life God has given me. And then I saw her at Global Citizens as well with her husband. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it is part of my how I enjoy my life is traveling to see my my favorite people.
Did you go to the coffee shop in Amsterdam and have their cake?
I studied there. So I'm very familiar with their coffee shop. And their muffins and their teas.
And their teas.
And their different strains. And they was like, South Africa, Durban Poison. And I'm like, yes, Swazi Gold. And then I list, I'm like, yes, Swazi Gold, all of it. So yeah, my friend and I, Maz, we flew from London to be with me. He's not even a Beyonce fan. So he was my bar and he would go to the bar for me.
Yeah.
And our B&B was literally opposite a wonderful coffee shop.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have done, there's a way you go about releasing music that I really appreciate.
Really?
I always say that artists, like I really appreciate artists who speak when they have to. And by speak, I mean, if you feel you've got a message to share, you want to write music, you want to sing, you want to write poetry, you wait for the moment that calls for it. Because I think there are sometimes artists who feel the pressure to, I need to just write music
and release. I can't do that.
And I appreciate artists who, because for me, like they appreciate and they whatever they release is going to hit me and hit my soul. And I find that about your music.
Thank you so much.
Are you intentional about that? Like, do you say I wait for, do I have something to share?
Yes. I'm intentional with interviews as well. I don't do interviews.
Yeah.
I think you're the first interview. No, I mean, okay. Yes, you're the first interview I've done this year.
We've been trying to get you, ma'am, for 2 years. If your team didn't tell you that.
I'm so sorry.
So when they say Unati is coming, I was like, are you sure? Finally, 2 years later.
Thank you. I'm very intentional with that. You're my first interview this year.
Yeah.
The last interview I did was December, which was last season, and then I did others in November. And those were the November ones were the first last year. So I believe you only speak when you have something to say. Yes. So definitely. The last song I released was 2019 with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Yeah. And then I released my new single now, Ndiyas Thanda
Mna. Which is amazing.
Thank you.
Self-love,
I released that in November.
That declaration.
I think it's an important time for us to come back to self, you know, and stop seeking validation from others, but also just recognize how beautiful we are. And just to affirm ourselves for whatever we're getting prepared for, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a celebration. It's like a cute silent prayer to yourself to say, love yourself and know thyself, and don't let people deter you from you being the best version of yourself that you can be.
I love that. How's that album coming along?
It's coming along beautifully. I'm releasing it in September. I'm having a huge concert at Sun City. So it's coming along beautifully. It's going to be called The African Ones. And I just want to feature some of my favorite African people.
Amazing. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. Oh, my God, you've got a Nazi.
Hi, Mama.
I just got in the car. I was doing my nails, and then I heard the sweetest voice ever. My fave. Oh, Nazi. My fave. I even watched you on the awkward day. And my goodness, I was in stitches. Oh, you'll forever be my fave.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. I wish you told me your name so I could acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And I hope your nails look good, girl. Mine are terrible.
That's great. I watched your thing with Lasizwe.
Isn't he adorable?
Lasizwe is, you know, I found out he is so young the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and for the body of work that he's shared with the world.
The body of work that he shares.
Yeah.
How creative and how hardworking he is.
Yeah.
I really think he's such an incredible young man doing amazing things.
And he's genuinely that sweet.
Yeah.
He doesn't put it on. You know, some people have a character that they kind of amplify for the camera. Mm. He's genuinely that sweet, that adorable, that caring, that compassionate.
Amazing. Someone else says, Clement, please, good morning, and please send my appreciation to Unati for choosing that Bocelli song. It's so nostalgic for me as I lived and studied in Florence, Italy. I love Florence.
Tell him more. So who's this person? This person will
this
know
person
about this.
This person is Dr. Philemon Mahuma.
Oh, Dr. Mahuma, please tell him more about
the concert.
Thank you.
In Italy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You just made me so excited.
Oh, and Dr. Mahuma says, I also speak the language.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Please.
So when we go to the concert, we need to sit next to you.
Yes.
So you can say,
translate.
This is what he says now.
Translate. Translate.
Wonderful. Dr. Mahuma, thank you so much for sending us the message.
May we ask Dr. Mahuma, if you have time,
please
tell us what the song is about.
Yes,
Canzoni Stonate, because I've never Googled it or researched
Canzoni
it.
Canzoni Stonate, Dr. Mahuma, can you send us a WhatsApp voice note, please?
Yes,
072-702-1702.
Wow.
Florence in Italy. I've been.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
Beautiful city. Okay, I won't say in the world because there's others that are competing.
Yeah.
But Florence for me is the city of love. Like, people are walking around and they look happy and in love.
And they are.
I'm not kidding it.
And you can see it, ne?
You see it in their eyes.
Ne?
They're in love.
Oh, man.
Ah, it's beautiful. Good, it's 10:31. And I was walking there by myself.
What I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, did you have a partner or was it
Bendy,
was it envy?
One.
Solo.
I'm like, can I have those
with
eyes?
Too much to see. Imagine.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
24 minutes before 11 o'clock, Unati Nkai is hanging out with us this morning. I see your WhatsApps coming through. I see your calls as well. We'll get to them in a moment. Let's start with your WhatsApp voice notes.
Unati Nkai. Ah, Bozo. Ah, Bozo. Leparo. Is it? Avaro Leparo.
Leparo.
I love your music.
Thank you.
She's blushing here.
I am. I mean, he's singing to me.
What else do you want?
Nothing more.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to Unati.
Hi, Mama.
For me, Clement, what I love about Unati is that she is simply herself. She does not to be anything else but just herself. And she has shown that, I mean, she has proven that over and over again. And she is a source of depth. She's a source of knowledge. She's a source of laughter. She's a source of love. You know, there's an easy going nature about her, you know, and there's a kindness to her. And I love the fact that she stands up for herself. I love the fact that she takes on the so-called big names and big companies. Why does she do it for herself, for that which she believes in? And so, absolute pleasure for you, for her, for there.
Oh, she's such a beautiful woman.
That's
Thank
beautiful.
You. Humbling.
That is
overwhelming. She sees me and I appreciate that. Thank you for seeing me, my love. Thank you so much.
When you've been in the business for as long as you have, and you hear people really appreciate you in this manner, because that's like, those are people who are like, they don't care what you're going through.
Yeah.
They've got your back.
Yes.
They're like, you are our girl because they know you.
Yes.
They started with you, right?
Yes.
They've seen you on the journey. How does it make you feel when you think, after so many years, there are people who are able to see me like that?
I think one thing people don't understand is that we need to hear it. So thank you for saying it. Because I think sometimes people stop and they think you know. So thank you for saying it. how do I feel? I feel loved. I feel supported. And as she's saying, you know, at a time where big people come for you for no reason, you the way you view yourself is sometimes shifted and changed. And after the trauma that she's referring to, it's taken me a very long time to be here at a place where I remember who I am. I remember why God created me. I remember how I have to keep telling our beautiful African stories, and the tone has to be right, which means I have to be cognizant and very intentional with how I make people feel. So I love messages like that, and I need them. So thank you.
Wonderful. Okay. Bongo Muffin.
Oh.
The winging a corner.
Oh. I love them. I love them.
You'll tell me more.
Yeah, I'll tell you more. I love them.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. What's in the chest with eh?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Dana
will be
gone.
Tell that girl I love her so much.
Thank
Clemmy.
You.
Love you, Unati.
Mkhoso
wasekhaya.
Oh, Dad.
Beautiful girl. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Inkosi kakhulu.
Nathi.
Hi, Papa.
What a lady. I didn't believe in you before.
Oh, wow.
But seeing you going through the turmoil and still looking beautiful in your heart, you are the symbol of strength and hope. Some of us, we didn't make it through the turmoils.
Oh.
We lost hope.
Don't.
We lost our dreams.
Don't.
But seeing you going through the turmoil and still looking beautiful with the hope in your hands, you help us to carry on in our life. Oh. Thank you, Nati.
Oh, Papa, that's such a beautiful message. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. We can't. We are living on borrowed time, and we have so much possibilities. And it's no one says it's going to be easy, but you are certainly worthy. Because when you lose hope, you're giving up on yourself, and you're worth it. On Monday, I was hosting the celebration dinner at the Mandela Sanctuary for Dr. Tebe Galafeng.
Hey, I called him yesterday.
Hello?
And he wasn't answering. I was like, oh, because you're a doctor now.
Obisi. And my message to this gentleman who just called, Tebe's mom got her first degree at the age of 50, 55. Her first degree at 55. You sound much younger than 55, Papa. So we haven't even begun. My father, hello Daddy, I asked him to listen today. I grew up always knowing that he always wanted a Mercedes-Benz. Always. It was his dream car. And we grew up and Daddy always had a Jetta. And he was just like, my dream car, my dream car, my dream car. He got his dream car at 60. Aww. I can tell you so many stories about us. Also, we mustn't forget that because we are black, and this is not a political statement, because we are black, there's so many things we are behind on. Like making our elders retire at 60 is unfair because of the history, Human Rights Day. White people, it's fine because they didn't have 2 years where they didn't go to school, as in literally did not go to school. So my brother...
Don't give up.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever. Please.
Komotso on Twitter says, Clement, how Unati is holding back her majestic radio beast is just a clear sign of how naturally respectful she is. One of the body of work, she's done, the manner in which she bid farewell to Zahara stands out for me as her top contribution. That's what Komotso says.
That's such an honor. Thank you,
Another Komotso. One says, Clement, that woman still inspires me every single day. She has a wide range of vocabulary. It's so impeccable. please tell Unati she has a fantastic mind.
Thank you so much.
That's what somebody else says there.
Thank you.
You are so active. So I follow you on Instagram and I always see your swings.
Yes.
I'm a golfer myself.
Oh, I was at a golf day yesterday.
Where did you play?
Pretoria Golf Golf Estate.
Nice.
Yeah, Waterkloof.
Okay.
It follows Magogoism.
Nice.
Yeah, charity we do.
How often do you play?
Not often.
Your swings, last year, girl.
I know it's the hockey.
Oh,
it's the hockey,
okay.
Clemmy.
Yes,
okay, handball, bad coordination. So it's the hockey, Clemmy. I literally played twice last year. I haven't.
Get out.
Yesterday
of
was the first time. Yeah, yeah. But I'm hosting a golf day as well.
You must invite me.
I will. I promise you.
I mean,
that whole Sun City thing when I launch my album. So it's going to be a festival.
Amazing.
Well, the show, festival, and then the golf day the next day.
Beautiful.
Do you enjoy golf?
I do. I love golf. I used to play quite often.
Yeah.
But I'm training for Comrades. I'm doing London Marathon.
You're psycho.
In 4 weeks.
You're psycho.
And I'm doing, I know.
You're psycho.
No, I know. I'm crazy.
It's painful. Guys, how do you run for 11 hours? You're doing London.
I ran for 5 hours, 20 minutes at the Om Di Dam 50-kilometer ultra run.
I've done the 21 Om Di Dam. I was swearing at everyone at 15 Ks.
And you're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing Om Di Dam with my dad next year. We're gonna do the fun walk with my dad next year. Yeah. So I did the 21 Ks, and you know people are trying to be nice. Go on, star.
I'm like,
Hey, don't say my name.
So I'm doing London in 4 weeks, London Marathon, and
that's
then I'm
sprint.
Doing Comrades.
Yeah, London Run is a sprint.
Yeah, so I'm training for Comrades, so I'm not able to play golf anymore.
Yeah, you don't have the time.
I last played in Jan. I don't have the time.
How's the training going?
It's tough. I have no life.
You can't have
I'm
a
depleted.
Life. Yeah.
I run. I do watt bikes.
Yeah. You're conditioning your body.
Because I've been told that even with Comrades, there's only a certain point that your physical strength and fitness can take you.
Yeah.
They'll push you to 60K.
Yeah.
The rest of the 42 or so kilometers.
Yeah, it's your mind.
It's up here.
It's like Somerton Killy. It's the same thing.
You
yeah.
did that?
I did that in 2018.
Yeah.
And last night I committed to doing it again.
Yeah.
We're going to attempt to do it again this July on behalf of Dot Africa, which is our African domain. So I've done a lot of work for them across the continent. So we're celebrating 10 years.
How do you prepare your mental strength for something like mounting Kilimanjaro? Because your fitness is amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
But at some point... Fitness is like, ma'am, I've done my part here.
Yeah. So I think I prepare in how I deal with everything. I go in, I implode.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and I slowly distance the world.
Mm.
I silence myself.
Mm.
I don't silence myself. I silence the world so I can hear myself loudly and then work on the parts that I'm insecure about, you know? So... That's how I psychologically prepare for anything big is I silence the world and distance it so I can hear my rhythm and enjoy it and trust myself.
Because
I trust myself a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
James.
You. Hi, James.
In Roodepoort. Good morning.
Hi there, Cameron. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, James, go ahead.
I listen to every program that you do when you're on air. I listen to all these interviews. I go and look at the names of the people. I read about them.
Mm.
And it is so wonderful. This Unati is a jewel.
Oh.
And she's so stunning. I mean, it's just, thank you.
Oh.
It's great.
Thank you, James.
It's amazing to learn about the people of a country that I'm a small part of. I'm grateful.
You're a wonderful human being.
You.
James, you are incredible.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling us, James, and Roger Bart. That's so sweet. We need to take a break. It's 6 minutes before 11.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
3 minutes before 11 o'clock. I hate time. I do. Bingo, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning. Hey, Bingo.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good, man. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you. It's not
good morning, Bingo. Yes, sir.
Are you good, my dear?
I'm good, sir, Papa.
Your voice when you talk, even if Motu Arish doesn't know you, they never saw you.
Mm.
But your voice itself, innerly, respect. You are so polite. My question is, tell me about your mom. Tell me about your dad or your school teacher. Disrespect.
You're going to make me cry.
You see, now when you talk,
yes.
Respect there. You are always polite. Always polite.
Thank you.
Tell me. I'm going to listen on the radio. I just want to know about your mom or your dad or your teacher.
From both.
Thank you, Bingo.
From both. I come from loving parents. My mom and my father have always made me focus on, it's not about being right or wrong. It's about how you make people feel. It's about seeing people. It's about loving people. I come from a family of healers, so respect is a very important part of how we conduct ourselves. And I think most importantly, my parents always laugh at me because I always say to them, I just want to make you proud. And part of that is carrying myself in a way that would never embarrass umama wam no tata wam. So thank you, sir.
Another one, Miponi on the WhatsApp line says, Clement, I love Unati so much. She has inspired me to stand up for my truth,
yes,
even if it means I stand on my own.
Yes.
Please send my love to her. That's Miponi on the WhatsApp line.
Miponi.
I could talk to you forever.
Let's talk forever.
And ever. You have to come back.
I promise,
please.
I will. Before the album comes out.
Don't make me wait for 2 years again.
Pinky swear. Before the album comes out, I promise.
Thank you so much for coming through. You are such an incredible human being.
Thank you for having
me. You are so inspirational.
Thank you.
We appreciate your work. And thanks for hanging out with us.
I appreciate your work. I love listening to you, Clemmy, so never stop.
Thank you. It's a minute before 11.